Ryan Wolfenden, you are a very well-known estate agent on the south coast of England. Why do you think there's an obsession in it with estate agency, with the online versus high street, self-employed versus employed? Talk to me.
I really don't know what the obsession is with everyone focusing on it. But, you know, the amount of press you see Purple Bricks getting, the amount of comments in things like Pi, and same with, obviously, the self-employed hybrid model and all that kind of stuff. And I just think it seems a bit petty, really. Just focus on your own clients rather than focus on what everyone else is doing.
Do you think, I mean, again, the subject goes on. I mean, the Bruce Brothers, anything they put out, it's gonna, whatever they do, they're going to be shouted at. And then we've got the obsession with Rightmove, yep, and they're putting their fees up.
Yep.
Do you think we're too obsessed about what other people do and not what we do ourselves then?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at all the best businesses, and I'm not just talking about estate agency, but just generally, they focus on the customer. You know, Amazon, Netflix, they're just obsessed with delivering the best possible experience. And I really don't think a seller cares whether someone's self-employed or not. I don't think they care if you've got an office or not. I don't think they really care how much you charge. They want to know that you're going to look after their best interests.
I mean, you know, I'm very, very famous for my, you know, hatred of Rightmove pie charts. And I will just say, I'll ask your opinion first before I throw my fourth penneth in.
Okay.
You know, what's your opinion on, you know, the obsession of Rightmove charts and the fact that I've got a bigger market share than anyone else?
It's ego stroking, isn't it? I mean, again, I think that there comes a certain amount of credibility with market share, you know, because you can say
that you have 4.5% and the nearest competitor's got 4.2.
Yeah. Well, 4.1. That's pathetic, isn't it? But I think they could. I think the problem with agents is they list features. They don't list the benefits. And I think that's the crucial mistake that we make in marketing. You know, market share doesn't mean anything unless you make it relevant. You know, if you can say, you know, we are the most trusted agent because more people use us, that's framed differently than look at us, we're the best, we're the biggest agent.
Do you think that it's a lack that the agents are looking for their ego to be stroked because that's the type of person that's attracted to be estate agents?
Yeah. No. Yeah. We're not very nice, are we? Some of us.
I mean, how did you fall into estate agency?
I love property. I started as a lettings neg, actually, about 16 years ago. But I had a very, very brief career playing football. That ended. Started selling insurance. I thought, I can't be stuck with a headset selling insurance when I'm 40 years old. Always liked property, you know, grand designs, and kind of just fell into it. And then just really liked it.
Okay, so what do you think agents should be doing in their marketing and the way the message that they portray, as opposed to talking about themselves and their own ego, and whether it's employed, self-employed, online, high street, purple bricks, purple bricks?
So I think all that's irrelevant. I think you just need to find out who you want as your ideal client, you know, draw an avatar up of that, who you want to you know, work with, and then find a message that resonates with that person. But it's got to be about them, not about you.
And I think that's the biggest lesson that we can learn from this chat. Thank you for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.